Hey, I'm your host, Mari Wagner, and you're listening to the Ever Be Podcast, where faith meets lifestyle. I'm so excited you're here. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime follower, I know there's something here for you. Pull up a chair and listen in for insightful, real-life conversations and actionable steps on how to claim the full life God created you for. If you're a woman desiring to live a Christ-centered life in today's modern world, then this is for you. Welcome to Ever Be. Welcome back to Ever Be, everybody. I have two incredible ladies on the podcast today. You may know them as Everything Krause. We have Isabel and Kateri today. Welcome.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you, Mari, so much for having us. We're so happy to be here.
So excited to be here. I think this might be our first ever podcast interview together. We've done them separately, just about different topics in general, but this is our first one together.
That's awesome. And you guys are sisters, right?
Yes. Kateri is, how old are you?
3 years older. I'm 27.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm 23 right now.
A lot of people flop that. They're like, oh, Kateri, you look younger. And I'm like, one day I'm going to love that compliment. But I am 3 years older, but it's basically, I feel like we're twins, honestly.
Girl, I am 28 and my sister is 22, and people all the time think she's older than me. Like, I don't always know what it is, but I get that. People think I'm like 16, like all the time. And I hate it, but the closer I get to 30, the more I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. Like, you can think I
look young. Exactly. Yeah, I'm still 21. That's fine.
Yeah, like one day I'm going to get to be like 40 or 50, and people are going to be like, are you 25? And I'm going to be like, yeah, exactly. I am.
And then the younger sisters are going to be like, okay, I don't like that compliment anymore.
Exactly. Well, thanks for coming on here, you guys. Can you share just a little bit about what you guys do online?
Yes, definitely. So we are, as Mari said, Everything Krause, which is just like the name of our brand that we created. Basically, we're centered on health, wellness, faith, really bringing what we like to say health and God back to our generation and showing that they're not two separate things, but two things that go hand in hand together. So we post a lot about clean eating, a lot about non-toxic living. We're Catholic in particular, so we post a lot about our Catholic faith journey and growing in our spiritual life. But we mainly just share everything lifestyle as well. Like we said, we're sisters, but we're also best friends journeying through this life together. So we like to share things that are relatable and real rather than almost teaching people, because we're not teachers, you know, we're growing through life as we go, and we want all of you to really grow with us, we like to say.
That's perfectly awesome. Said. No notes. No notes on that one, sis.
Amazing. I love it. I'm excited to dive into all things healthy living, how you got into this clean lifestyle, how you integrate it with your faith, and just how you grow in these different virtues. So before we jump in, let's do our Ever Be moments today. Do you guys have any?
Yes. I'll start?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so my Ever Be moment, it's actually a small one, but I feel like it's in the smallest moments that God really reveals himself. So as I said, we are content creators, and there was one day where I was just really in my head about our platform. I started comparing myself to other creators, almost in a way, though, of like, are we making an impact, God? Are we doing what you want us to do? Are we resonating with people? Is our message even really affecting people? Like, or am I just posting into the void? Like, it was this really weird negative thought pattern that I got into. And I was just crying in the middle of my prayer, saying this to all of them, being like, I trust in you, Lord. Just like, please guide me. Mm. And of course, whenever I bring that to prayer, I'm like, I know not to compare. Like, I know that you made me uniquely me, and I need to remember that.
It's okay.
So when I got home from that walk and that prayer, I picked up my phone and I was like, let me go read a few comments, a few DMs, make sure I answer some people. And I had gotten a DM like 2 minutes ago from this girl who told us that she originally followed us for health and wellness content, but she's a Protestant Christian and she has been so inspired by our Catholic post and started going to mass and is just like super like diving in for something deeper. And she's converting to Catholicism, which I just thought was like so special, because I don't know, it was in that moment that I was like, I like looked up to the sky and I was like, thank you, Lord. Like, thank you for showing that our content does really make an impact. There are people behind these screens that are reading our captions, that are reading our stories, and I'm not just posting into the void. I'm doing what you're calling me to do. And it was just such a small moment, but such reassurance that I needed, that I was like, I can put that thought behind me for good now.
I love that. That's so beautiful that you got to see that reassurance right then and there. I'm sure a moment will come back where you're going to need that again. And the Lord will come giving you those breadcrumbs, but that's beautiful that you answered that prayer.
Thank you.
I always say Isabel's prayers are very powerful too. So when she told me that, I'm like, I'm not surprised he answered you literally 5 minutes later with that DM. Like he was like, I got you, my child. Don't worry. Like, truthfully. Yeah. So I love hearing that, obviously, as her partner and all this. I'm like, okay, reassures me that it feels like we're truly on the right path. Yeah. Kind of going off of that, my Everbee moment, again, going along with like the path of things. So another thing that I do and another on the other side of things, I'm a fitness instructor. So I teach a lot of Pilates classes, a lot of sculpt classes, which is very fun, very passionate about it. And I recently became a Lululemon ambassador, which was like a very exciting thing. But obviously what Isabel and I post a lot about is non-toxic, clean living, all these different areas of life. But we always tell people we're not perfect in that. Activewear is one of those areas where we're not perfect. And when I was driving in the car, like a little bit after I found out that I got it, I was just like, how am I going to bridge this amazing opportunity with a brand that I looked up to literally since I was in grade school, like wanting to buy their, you know, their zip up jackets and being like the girl in Lululemon, right? Like literally in grade school. And how can I bridge this now with what Isabel and I do? And I had just gotten done praying the rosary. And I feel like I just had this moment come to me of, this is the opportunity that you can make maybe even a bigger impact in such a big space. Like talk about like little fish in a big pond. That's how I feel in terms of being in partnership with Lululemon, such an amazing opportunity. And I feel like I have all these fun ideas that are now kind of coming to fruition in a way, or just coming to me about how God's like, listen, you can make a massive impact here, bringing this non-toxic living, this healthier lifestyle for women's fertility, men, like all these things that we talk about with clothing and non-toxic living, and bring that to this massive company. And even if I move the needle just like half an inch, I think that's even amazing. So I feel like, you know, questioning like, oh, is this right for me? Like I was questioning, right? There was a time when I was like, God, is this really meant for me? Or is this something that's going to throw me off of, I think, like the path that we're on together too? Because obviously, you know, like that's something that I'm a part of, but of course Isabel is a part of my life. So I'm like, I have to think about that. And I feel like in that moment, God was like, this is a part of your plan in some way, but you have to kind of have the guts to do it. And even if they tell you no 1,000 times, like try and get one yes in that door. So who's ever listening to this podcast, you're hearing it here first. We're pushing for that non-toxic in these big, big.
That would be like, so life-changing, honestly.
Yeah. So no, I know. I know. I'm like, I will test all your products out. I will be your guinea pig. Like, let me do it. If anyone from Lululemon is listening, I promise we will get this done.
Call her, please, now.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. I love it. Thanks for sharing that. For me, my Everbee moment. So yesterday in my morning prayer time, I decided to open up some old prayer journals that I've had like since I started prayer journaling back in 2018. And so I literally started with the first one, which was like old. And I was just so inspired by seeing the ways the Lord has answered little prayers, and even the way the Lord has like even used those old prayer journals to speak to me now. And I fell on some notes from Seek conferences, like the first Seek conference I went to back in 2018. And there was this whole page that I drew from Sarah Swafford's talk that said, live life with open hands. And it was just like, we just tend to grasp so much for what we want or our plan or our time or whatever. And I just, it all came flooding back. She was just like, why live like this? Like when you can live like this, and how much more like joyful and free and fulfilling and even just like peaceful is it to be like this instead of like gripped knuckles, you know what I mean? And the Lord can work so much more when we're like this. So that was just a good encouragement for me, and hopefully to anyone who needed to hear that today.
Yeah, no, that's, I love that. That's beautiful. And it's even being able to visualize that. I feel like it's so easy to go through life with that grip of feeling like I'm in control and I need to control it. Like, what do I want? What do I? And so often we, you know, hearing that, I'm like, that's beautiful. I know that's going to be something that's going to stick with us for sure.
Good, good. I love it. Well, let's jump into it. I want to start off by bringing up your guys' bio because I thought it was just so fun and catchy and yet like communicated such a message. It's
thank you.
Living non-toxic, moving our bodies, growing our minds, and serving God. So I kind of want to know, like, were these values that you guys have always had throughout your life, or how did you really grow into this lifestyle?
I feel like all those values have, like you said, they have always been a part of our life in some way, especially like faith, for example. We were born and raised Catholic, so we had very faith-filled parents, still to this day, very, very faith-filled, great examples for us. Our Nana was, you know, walked around with rosaries in her hand, fell asleep every night praying her rosaries, was always just, you know, went to daily mass. Yeah. So we had this inspiration around us all the time. And it's funny because when even hearing you talk about it, I feel like all these things have so naturally been embedded in our life, but have grown so much, especially through this account and through all the people we meet and just in growing in our own journeys. I feel like if you had asked us when we started our account ways and ways ago in 2017, if that would be our bio, we'd probably been like, why is all that included? Why isn't fashion on there? Yeah. Or like lifestyle trends? Why, you know, I feel like it would have been confusing. So as much as it's always been a part of our life, there's definitely areas that have grown so much in the past few years of like deepening our faith. And especially in the non-toxic space, we weren't always paying attention to what we were putting in our bodies, what we were wearing, what we were eating and drinking, things like that. Like that is a newer thing for us in the past few years for sure. So it's really cool to see it all come together. I think like hearing it now, I'm like, wow, it really did all come full circle for us in a way. And we're still growing in all of that and working on that bio and growing it as well.
I think the foundation of it that has always been there, like Kateri said, really was the faith aspect and the fitness aspect. I would say for our entire lives, we, you know, we watched our mom and our aunt run every single weekend down the shore. They ran marathon after marathon. So we were constantly surrounded by adults who moved their body. So for us, when we started working out, it wasn't like something that was like, oh, I'm going to the gym. It was like a natural born thing to do. And I think that with our faith were the two foundational pillars that like grew us to where we are today and almost allowed us to evolve. I think if we didn't have those pillars, we probably wouldn't be the same people. So those values were maybe there. And I think because of those values, the other ones fell into place. And that's why we were even passionate enough to dig into them eventually.
That's awesome. I love it. All right, let's chat a little bit about non-toxic living, because I feel like it's been on the rise the past couple of years, and yet it's still very new to a lot of people. So I'm curious to know a little bit more about your guys' journey. What were some of the wake-up calls maybe that put you, that made you start actually caring about what you put on your body, in your home, all the things?
So I think our journey really started with clean eating, and non-toxic living came from that. We kind of tackled one beast before tackling another. And I would say it was in, I think it was year 2016, our mom was diagnosed with MS, which is multiple sclerosis. It's an autoimmune disease. And when she was in the hospital, they told her like, you're going to be in a wheelchair within a month. And if you heard me earlier in the podcast, like she was running marathons. She worked out every single day. She was an active woman. So
like in our minds, she was the healthiest person that we
had. So to us, we were like, what do you mean she's going to be in a wheelchair? Like she couldn't even comprehend that idea. And she really refused to accept that idea. So when she heard that, they immediately told her like, get on medicine, here's your pills, etc. And she kind of was like, I'm not accepting this reality. I'm not accepting this as my fate. I'm going to do everything in my power to change my future. And that's when she kind of contacted our cousin who was super, his name's Evan. He's super into health and wellness, holistic living. And he recommended Dr. Terry Walls, who wrote a whole book about autoimmune diseases and the paleo diet, which was, you know, no carbs, no sugars. Like it was very restrictive.
No tomatoes, no nightshade vegetables, like very anti-inflammatory, like to the max, like to the strictest you could be in terms of relating it to an autoimmune disease in a sense.
Right. It was for a good reason, right? Because autoimmune diseases are inflammation in the body. So the best thing to do for your body is to lower that inflammation. So the diet was really focused on that. So she was like, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try this diet. I'm going to go really strict. I'm not going to break it. I'm just going to see what it does. So she went paleo for, I would say, a good, I don't know, year. And she was in the best shape of her life. She was so unbelievably healthy. She didn't have any flare-ups of MS come back. So that was really, so that was all changed simply by her diet. And that was a huge wake-up call for us, because we were like, hold on. They told us you were going to be in a wheelchair in a month, and here you are going on a 10-mile run with us. what happened here? Like, what changed your future? Mm-hmm. We obviously, you know, had the idea, okay, clearly it was your diet. How does that affect us? Like, we're ahead of the game right now. We don't have MS, but maybe that's in our future. We need to take accountability now and kind of take control of our lives and really start fueling our bodies properly, paying attention to the food that we're going into our bodies. Because if it's having that big of an impact on you, mm-hmm. it's doing stuff to us right now. Even if we're not experiencing the negative effects of the food yet, it's happening internally that we don't see yet. And I would say that was probably the biggest wake-up call to what you put in your body matters. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, after, you know, years of researching that, I think we were like, oh, what goes on your body matters too. Mm-hmm,
exactly. And I feel like we give a lot of credit, our family does, to our cousin Evan, because he was very ahead of the game in terms of, like, he's the one that told us, you know, plastic cutting boards aren't good. You're eating mm-hmm. shreds of plastic. Like, all these things that we were like, what? Oh my yeah. goodness, we have to get rid of these, like, yeah. all these little things. And like Isabel said, I think just one thing spiraled to the next. And the more you know, the more you start to realize, like, okay, if I'm like eating plastic, I'm probably putting things on my body, or, you know, my skin is my biggest organ. Well, I'm putting on lotions mm-hmm. and deodorants that have scents. And then it spiraled into knowing so much. And that can be very overwhelming. But like Isabel said, that started back in 2016 with the food. So it's been 10 years of kind of going on this journey and learning more. But I feel like starting with cleaning up your food is definitely like the best place to start. Mm-hmm. So yeah, before our mom was diagnosed, I don't think I even heard of the word inflammation in terms of food before. Like, I never knew, like, oh, food could be inflamed. I didn't think like that. And I even thought we like ate healthy before, yeah. you know what I mean? I never even thought we were unhealthy. Like, our mom never gave us soda or crazy drinks or cereal. Like, we were always, I feel like, the normal family. And then it was like, oh, well, there's so much to clean out here. Like, we saw how much our mom wasn't eating, and we're like, well, we can't eat that yeah. then.
But it was actually really beautiful, because it wasn't in a restrictive way. And I think mm-hmm. that's why our relationship with clean eating has been so beautiful, because we saw her restriction as healing, not as mm-hmm. something that was restrictive. So when mm-hmm. we started clean eating, it wasn't for weight loss or for I want to get rid of my gut or anything like that. It was for I need to make sure I'm healthy internally.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that was a huge part of our healthy mindset around clean eating today as well.
Totally. Just like really recognizing yeah. like what is good. What is good mm-hmm. and being drawn to it because it's good for you. And that comes with a lot of just like knowledge too. And I know it takes time mm-hmm. to do the research, to learn the things, to learn the impacts of what foods for which bodies and stuff like that. And so sounds like it was coming definitely from like a good intention, well-researched yeah. Place, which is the best place you can be.
Yeah, definitely.
And so then you guys started kind of getting into more just like non-toxic like products and stuff like that. And I thank you, Cousin Evan. I mean, like, we all need a Cousin Evan in our lives.
I know.
Along that journey. And it's so true. You just start going down a rabbit hole and mm-hmm. it can be overwhelming. But I think like the piece of advice I always give to people is just like start with one thing and then just switch out the next thing. And when you run out of one thing, just like do some research and don't just buy the same mainstream item, but like mm-hmm. try and buy the non-toxic item. And sometimes you're going to have to try a couple non-toxic brands before you find the one that works, because yeah. either people are greenwashing and it's not actually non-toxic and you find out later mm-hmm. or it doesn't work as well. And so finding the brands that actually work well and are non-toxic are really hard. So it's great when creators like find that for you, and then it kind of mm-hmm. cuts out a little bit of that research. So I'm sure yeah. you guys share some good swaps and stuff on your page people can find.
Yeah, that's why we like to be the guinea pigs for people in that regard. I mean, we have the products that we know and love. Like you said, we know the ones that work, and we know yeah. the deodorants that aren't cutting it for us. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're happy to share that. And our mission is to be able to make the decision easier for you of like, okay, yeah. I needed to go get a quick swap. Go to the Everything Cross Girls. What are they saying for this area?
Totally.
I'm going to try it out. And it might not work for them. Who knows? You might have a personal preference, but it's mm-hmm. always just, like you said, it's one thing at a time. So we try and be that liaison for people between the brands and, mm-hmm. you know, consumer as much as we can.
What does your guys' wellness routine look like week to week? And are there any non-negotiables that you really try not to miss?
It's hard because I think it changes a lot, yeah. honestly.
I don't think we're those classic wellness girls that have a 15-step morning routine. We've honestly never been that. Like, we yeah. love the wellness tools. I think they are wonderful. I love my vibration plate. I love my red light. I love that stuff. But they're not non-negotiables to me because I could be traveling. I could be down the beach. I could be somewhere where I don't have that in my routine. So I don't like to hinge my health or my wellness on tools that I need to have in a certain location. I just think that's not sustainable. So I think our wellness routine really comes down to, I would say, like, holistic health. Really, you know, like, we always get our sun in every single day. Even in the winter, we try to go outside for at least 10 minutes and just stand in the sun, get that vitamin D in first thing in the morning. We always move our bodies, like, whether it's a walk or a workout, a lift, a workout class. It's probably like the first thing that we do in the morning is move our bodies. I think it just helps us more mentally than it does physically.
I was going to say that's like number one non-negotiable, because you can tell if we haven't moved in the morning, even if it's a nice walk, we got pent up energy and it's not always good energy. So it's definitely, you can tell. So that's something that has just been with us for so long. We've been in such a habit of moving our bodies that if we don't, we crave it so much. So that's like 100%. Even if we are traveling, like, we are the people that we're going to a new place, we like to walk around. We like to, if there is a hotel with a gym, can we squeeze in a little workout? Not because we want to be skinny, but because we need it for our mental clarity. And also just our bodies crave it so much. Like, we know it makes us better for the rest of the day.
I also would say, which you wouldn't really think is wellness, but Kateri and I are big believers that it's a huge part of your wellness routine, prayer, something that we will never miss in our day. Recently, we've been actually starting our day with it more than like doing a workout and then coming to it. We've kind of been finding time in the morning for it. But we personally think prayer is so, like, such a big part of your wellness routine, because everything in your life stems from your spiritual life. Like, that is our big pillar. And the workouts, what we eat, everything is to honor God and to glorify his name and to become the best version of ourselves and who he has in store for us, who he wants us to become. And prayer is just the foundation of that, because if we're not communicating with him, if we don't talk to him, if we're not telling him, you know, our day to day, we kind of fall away from him, right? He's never falling away from us. We place the distance between us. So I would say that's probably like the biggest non-negotiable, to make sure we're always in tune with what he's asking of us and just really trying to follow his plan. And it's probably the number one thing that helps me, like, let go of my plan. Like, if I go a day without prayer, I'm like living in my own world, grasping, like you said, grasping onto things I want. So I know it doesn't seem like wellness, but it really is.
I've been starting my morning, and I think, Iswell, you introduced this, like, very short prayer of, Lord, just get in my head before anything else does today. So, like I said, I'm a fitness instructor. So a lot of the mornings I'm waking up and I'm going right to the studio. So a lot of the time it doesn't feel like, oh, I have time for my own routine in the morning. And, you know, that's just a really funny excuse that I make for myself sometimes. So recently I've just been saying that quick prayer. I've been asking him, you know, give me the patience I need today. Help me stay calm and present and, you know, capable in all these decisions that is one I have to make, like, whatever it is we're doing. And I feel like even just saying it takes literally like 15 seconds, that prayer sometimes, maybe even less, has helped me so much. So if anyone is listening is like, I don't know how they squeeze all that in, I have been there and I've even just started implementing that, and it's helped me even like see God more throughout my day and like see, okay, maybe he's testing my patience in this situation. Let me channel the strength that he's giving me right now to stay patient, to stay calm, and not be so reactive to this very minor situation that doesn't need a reaction.
No, I love that. I was going to say, Yeah, were you going to say
one more thing I can't leave out? Like, I was like, how did I not mention this? Lemon olive oil shot. I will say that's like the one thing I would say in our wellness routine that we take every morning. I love it. It's 1 to 2 tablespoons of olive oil and then half a lemon. One, it tastes so good. Everyone's like, how do you even like that? I'm like,
if you get a good olive oil, it will taste amazing.
Yeah. Well, and you need a good olive oil because you need it to be rich in polyphenols. So a cold pressed extra virgin organic olive oil is ideal for you to really receive the benefits, because it's great for inflammation, for glowy skin, basically everything. Like, every benefit in the book, that's what this shot does. And it's so simple. When you just start your day with it on an empty stomach and take that, like, it's so good for your system. So I would say we swear by that.
Yeah. Another thing that we now crave in the morning, which it sounds crazy to crave olive oil first thing in the morning, but it is one of those things that I love doing. It's like nice little like kick to the morning. Yeah. That's our type of shot.
I love it. I'm definitely going to try that. I saw that on your guys' page, so I was hoping you guys were going to bring that up. I'm like, this seems to be like the thing they stand on.
It really is.
And I'm happy that I'm seeing Yeah, I'm happy them seeing people talk about it too, because I'm like, okay, yeah, this isn't one of those wellness, at least for me personally, like I truly love it. So I'm happy to see other people post it, because whenever I do, I'm like, guys, they're not lying to you. They're speaking the truth. It is very beneficial and it's amazing. So,
well, it's one of the simplest things you can do. I feel like everyone, you know, they're so busy in their days. Like, how can I level up my health in such like a 30-second thing? Lemon olive oil shot. It's not anything complex. You can even like literally, I don't know, buy lemon juice if you don't even want to.
I was going to say, it's not like it's $500. Yeah. It's cost like effective here. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, other things I think that we do, just like a few other things.
Yeah.
Vibration plate. We do that every single day. We're big fans of it just for recovery in terms of workout, like the way that it, you know, what is it called?
What does it do? I don't know anything.
So basically when you get on it, it's just like a small vibration, which like, I know it looks like you're just like shaking your body, but it's actually the smallness of the vibration that allows your lymphatic system to really wake up and like move the blood throughout your system. So it's really good for depuffing and lymphatic drainage, just because the micro movements of the vibration on your feet travel all throughout your body and really stimulate everything, like up to your armpits underneath, like those lymph nodes right there. So it's really, really good for that. It's really great for muscle recovery and rest, just because your muscles are constantly, especially when you go to the gym a lot, like you're constantly straining them. When you're on the vibration plate, you're not doing any movements that are exactly, you know, working your muscles, but it's kind of a tiny workout for like your calves that you don't even realize. So it just loosens them.
It like shakes everything out.
It like really shakes everything. Yeah, like, that's a great way to put it. It shakes everything out. So I love doing it like right when we get home from the gym or even before the gym to like wake up my body, especially if I'm doing a leg day, just because it stimulates everything. And honestly, when we first read about it, I thought it was a scam. I was like, there's no way. There's no way this plate works. Like, what is a vibration plate? And then we used it we did like this trial. We used it for 30 days and we were like, wait, I feel so much different. Mm-hmm. I feel so much more like even clear-minded. I just felt like I didn't know if it was one of those things that it was playing a mental effect on me, but I just loved it. And then I went down the shore for a week and I didn't have it. And I felt so much more stiff. Like my rings weren't fitting. I was like, oh my gosh, why am I so puffy right now? I feel so puffy. And I was like, that's the only thing in my routine that changed, was that I didn't have the vibration plate. So I feel like we kind of swear by it now too. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I
know.
But you can do a natural thing where you just like, we don't do the natural alternative because I can't just stand there for like 10 minutes and jump. I just don't have the stamina.
Yeah, like people, you know, like jump, they like swing their arms around, which is great. I'm like, listen, if you don't want to invest in one, they can be expensive. If you're just like not looking for another tool in your home,
sure,
you can find natural ways to do it. And I feel like that's Iswanai's philosophy always, is like, okay, you can invest in products that can help and that's amazing. But if you're not looking to invest or you don't have the money for it, it can be very cost prohibitive, a lot of things. How can you find natural ways to make it something that like, okay, if I was traveling, I can shake out my body and do it. And you know, you got to, like you were saying, even with the non-toxic living, like you have to take these things one day, one step, one day at a time with all of it. You can't just overwhelm yourself and take all 15 different things and throw it in your morning, because your morning will be chaotic and it's awful.
Yeah, no, totally. Well, thanks for sharing all those. I definitely am going to look it up, because that's like pretty hard evidence. So I've been seeing it on my Instagram.
I know.
I really wonder like what people's experiences with it. So cool to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So you guys mentioned a little bit about like, okay, you know, when you're buying the olive oil, it's cold press, it's organic, it's, you know, all these things. And you're like, yeah, it does cost a little bit more, but it's worth it. So talk to me about your approach to clean eating, because I know cost constraints are a lot of people's hesitation when it comes to buying good food, organic products or the healthier brands. What's your guys' approach or philosophy when it comes to clean eating?
I think even just going off of everything we just said, when we look at our health and everything that we have to, not have to, but get to invest in, it comes from a place of investment. We don't look at it as, I look at it as an exchange, right? Like if I am investing in organic produce, it's an exchange for my health for the long term. It's an exchange for a healthier future. I either invest now or I pay later at the doctor's when I'm 60, 70, 80 years old. And I don't want to be that. And, you know, we've been around so many people. Like our grandmother was in and out of the hospital, the doctors when she got older. And we saw what that was like. I don't want to be in that position. Not, you know, dissing on that, but we were lucky to have an example of maybe what we don't want for our future. And I think it can be really hard because, you know, you go to the store and it's like, when I buy all the organic, or like you said, even the healthier brands of deodorant and skincare, they are more expensive. And then you go to checkout and you're like, oh my goodness, it would be so much cheaper if I just didn't buy organic grapes. Mm-hmm. It's literally like a $3 difference, right? And it's like, is this really important? But then we go back to all the knowledge that we've learned about mm-hmm. if you don't buy organic, the pesticides, the just what that's doing in your body. And it's a reminder of like, I'm not wasting money, I'm investing money. Like I truthfully feel yeah. like we look at it as if I was investing into the stock market
yeah.
with
yeah.
our food and yeah. with the products we buy. And it yeah. can be hard. I mean, it's definitely not, it's not easy. It's not cheap, but we also know, okay, I need to allocate more money for these preferences that I have in terms of the lifestyle I want to live. I can't spend money every weekend going to the bar, so I spend money here instead, and that type of situation. And also feel like you can approach it in a way of like, I don't need to buy it all either. You know what I mean? Like you can make a lot of things at home. Like for example, peanut butter, healthier organic peanut butter is more expensive. The jars, sometimes I go and I'm like, this is crazy. I can buy a bag of organic peanuts, roast them myself if I want to, or just blend them in a blender. And I feel like you, once you realize you can do a lot yourself too, it all, it makes it more manageable in terms of money. I mean, I know it's hard. It's also very like person specific, but I get it. And it's just that like flip of the script in your mind of, is this worth the investment for my future? I really have to put my future self into perspective.
Because you're not going to see the benefits right now. Like, I think that's the hardest thing to get over, is you're spending more money, but you're not going to see the result of that money being spent right now. You'll see it in the future when you are healthy, when you can pick up your grandchildren, when you can go on 10-mile walks. Like, that is really where it shows. So it's almost like putting aside that instantly gratifying solution and really delaying the gratification for the long-term future is what I like to say. And just making it a priority, I feel like, which always kind of sounds harsh because, you know, I don't know everyone's circumstances, but really making it a priority. Where are you spending your money? You know, can you afford to get your nails done this month, but you can't afford
right.
nice groceries? I know that sounds really harsh, but it's like something I had to ask myself too.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if I'm getting my nails done, like that is my priority over my health.
Mm-hmm.
I need to really start respecting and honoring this body God gave me by fueling it properly, by caring about what I put in, then rather than focusing on my physical appearance and the external world and what I want to look like in this world. So I just feel like really honing in on what is your true priority and focusing your attention there also allows you to almost make that investment a little bit easier when you give yourself that hard truth, at least.
Yeah, totally. And I think that it is an absolutely valid question to ask, because there are so many just like already like consumeristic standards that our culture has mm-hmm. already. And so it's like, yeah, we're spending $100 on yoga pants. We're spending, you know, $80 on getting our nails done every month, or hundreds of dollars on our hair or whatever. And so when you really ask yourself, like, okay, what are the priorities, and view it as an investment, as you're saying, like, then you really start to make some decisions there, and it starts to make sense why you're going to put your dollars there versus somewhere else. If you had to pick and choose, one thing my dad always said was like, you're either going to spend the money on good food or you're going to spend the money in medical bills later. Like you pick. And our, especially American society, I think like really proves that, given just like all the disease that we have in our country. So super important. Hopefully that's encouraging to people. Although I know it's sometimes kind of like a hard truth to hear.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't make it easier knowing that too, but it's just reminding yourself and just take it like we keep saying, taking it one thing at a time. You don't have to have the perfect grocery haul every single time. Take it one product at a time, make the swap one thing at a time. And eventually it just becomes such second nature that this becomes a non-negotiable for you.
Yeah. So what about like ingredient labels? What are some of the red flag ingredients you guys look for on food labels and recommend avoiding, so our listeners can just kind of walk away with a couple things to look for?
Yeah. I would say the number one thing that we like see right away and put the product down immediately is seed oils. I know that one's talked about a lot, but they are just absolutely terrible for your body. Like there is not one beneficial seed oil out there. They are so high in omega-6 fats, which too much, like your body needs omega-6 fats, but when you have too much of them, it causes an intense amount of inflammation, which leads to things like diseases. That was the leading cause of our mom's MS, right?
Yeah.
So when we intake too much of those fats, we're putting our body into really a fight or flight mode, into inflammation mode, into just like an unhealthy way to live. So anytime we see those on a label, just an immediately put down, because they're highly processed with high temperatures in a high vat. Like we don't need that.
Our mom always reminds us that canola oils existed for like car engines, literally. She's like, this became a thing forever ago to be used for car engines, and now we're putting it in our food. Mm-hmm. That you're not digesting that. Your body's not getting rid of that. Yep. So that's like our number one. And I feel like that even started, like reading labels, it started with seed oils for us. So I always say that can be a very simple thing. If you don't know what anything else is, that's okay. Names can be crazy on labels. It's like, wait, what the heck is that? If you see anything that's a seed oil, just put it down. That's canola oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil, peanut oil.
Soybean oil.
Yeah. So try and stick to avocado oil.
Vegetable.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was bad.
So try and stick to avocado oil or extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, beef tallow, things like that in products.
Are definitely much better. And a lot of people will say that those are higher in calories or higher in fats, but they're fats that your body wants. That's what I always say. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't really pay attention. It's more important to drop the weight of calories. Like if you're, you know what I mean? Like if you're, okay, I want a lower calorie item, but it's worse ingredients. What's even the benefit there? Mm-hmm. I'll take more calories for better ingredients because that's more optimal for my health and my body's function. So I always stand by that too. I would say another ingredient is not artificial flavors. What is it?
Yeah, food dyes.
Food dyes. Food dyes. I was going to say artificial flavors. Those are bad too. But food dyes, really, just because that is pretty much in everything.
Yep.
Yellow 5, red 40, blue 40, all these dyes that are almost, think of it as like a chemical bomb for your stomach. So a food could be healthy and then it has that dye, it's immediately unhealthy. Like it's just really bad for you. They also have like a ton of side effects on your brain and mental health.
Yeah, especially in children.
I was gonna say, especially in children, like you see children eating Skittles and they'll be one kid before and then they eat the Skittles and they're like a completely different child. And it's because those food dyes are sending them in a complete spiral. Their brain doesn't even know how to comprehend it. Their body can't function. So it's really scary. Like food dyes are genuinely really scary. And they're so easy to avoid because there's a lot of things out there that you just don't need it colored. You know, like you don't need colored icing on your cake. Just have white. Just have a classic buttercream. And there's also things like spirulina or even just like freeze-dried strawberries that people use to color stuff these days. So there's definitely a lot of alternatives out there for that.
Mm-hmm. I even feel like this is becoming, like with RFK, I feel like food dyes was the number one thing he tackled. So I'm seeing so many movements, even in big brands that do use them, like not putting it in their cereals anymore. And it's really cool to see that. So now I feel like we're finally making good strides in this area. And, you know, like the other day we were using sprinkles for one of our Easter traditions of decorating these, you know, Easter dolls that we make. And we got ones from Whole Foods that the green ones had spirulina and the red ones had like had beet powder. And you don't taste it at all. It tastes like a sprinkle. There's still sugar in it, but it looked just as beautiful. And I feel like as well said, when you realize that there are alternatives, it's just make the alternative. Try and make the switch where you can.
One more ingredient I want to call out is carrageenan, just because that is a really gut-disturbing ingredient that is actually in a lot of healthy foods. So like it's probably in your milk. It's probably in your cream cheese or your butter because it's an emulsifier. It elongates shelf life for a lot of products. So, you know, your milk doesn't go bad because it has that carrageenan in it. Versus if you're drinking an A2 whole milk that's low temp pasteurized, it's not going to have that, which means it's probably going to spoil a little bit quicker in your fridge. So you have to consume it. And people don't like doing that. You know, they want to buy milk for 2 weeks and have it last, but it has that carrageenan in it. That is just a really gut disrupting chemical that you're putting into your body. And like anytime you disrupt your gut is directly linked to your brain. So if your gut health is bad, your brain health is bad. And I think a lot of times people think this is a little bit of a side tangent, but you know, they think their anxiety or their depression or, you know, their stress levels, they think it comes from the things happening in their life, but it's really enabled by their gut health because they're handling the things of this world a lot worse because of the ingredients that they're putting into their body that are actually affecting how their brain responds to things. And it's things like carrageenan in our milk, in our butter that, you know, disturbs our gut and allows us to react in a negative way, to see the bad, to focus on the depressing aspects of life instead of seeing the good, which I know sounds so crazy, but if you look it up in a textbook, they're directly connected, your brain and your gut. Mm-hmm. So it's like the number one thing to take care of is your gut. And that's why all the ingredients matter, because your gut stems from what you're putting into it, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you're prioritizing that health above any other healthy aspect of your body.
And just the number one thing when you're in the grocery store, we can't trust these food brands. Like you really, even some of the healthier ones, you know, they switch up once they get big. And we've come across brands that we were using, and then all of a sudden they change from extra virgin olive oil to acetic oil because it's more cost prohibitive for them.
Right.
So just remember, you can't trust anything. Just flip it over and read it. You might spend more time in the grocery store. In the beginning, I felt like I was there for hours reading every labels. I felt like an insane person. Now it's just such second nature. I also like stick to the perimeters. 9 times out of 10, you won't even have a label to read, which is beautiful. But if you're going to read a label, just those three things are definitely, I feel like, our biggest immediate. I don't even read the rest of the label. I immediately put it down if I see any of those.
That is,
so we do have a post on our Instagram too, just of like other ingredients that I feel like we could touch on it for like hours. So I'm like, if you guys need more reference from it, we post a lot of that stuff on our Instagram as well.
Awesome. That was such good insight, you guys. Thank you for sharing like such helpful things. I love the little call out there. Stay on the perimeter of the grocery store and you'll be safer there. That's so true. And then even just those couple ingredients, hearing you guys say that, I'm like, that is so easy because those are so widely used in so many products. And so, I mean, it's going to suck at first because you're going to turn every product over that you probably already know and eat and love. Yeah. And you're going to be like, shoot. But what it does is that it helps you start to learn how much is actually canceled out instead of like looking for something that's like hard to find. And it kind of just reminds me, like, when it comes to non-toxic products, like for your home and for your body, like personal care products, my number one thing is fragrance. Like if it says fragrance, don't use it. And 99% of things I swear that we all used to have in our house had fragrance in it. And so it just makes it a really
Isabel was like the candle queen, like the Yankee candle queen over here.
and I had to sacrifice it. I really did. Like, that was so hard to put down. But once I read about fragrance, I was like, get those things
out of here. Like, now if we smell a candle, I get an instant headache immediately. It's wild.
I know. Mm-hmm. And non-toxic candles are a little bit more expensive. So I used to love candles too. And I very slowly invest in non-toxic candles now.
We don't burn them as often. We definitely pull back from lighting that wick. Yes,
exactly. Well, okay. One thing I kind of just want to wrap up our conversation with is just a conversation about discipline. Because in the end, making all these decisions and changing your lifestyle takes discipline. And I was looking through your guys' content. I feel like that virtue just kind of is a theme in what you guys are doing, whether you outwardly try to put it out there or not. It comes across very well and it's very inspiring. So what do you guys have to share about, like, how do you build up discipline? Because it's something that a lot of people struggle with.
Mm-hmm. First of all, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very happy that that comes across, and because it's so naturally in our life, it naturally comes out in our content.
Yeah.
But it was not always that way. I think some people think, oh, I just need to be disciplined and then everything will be okay. Discipline is a constant decision that you make every single day. It's not an easy decision. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't matter how much I work out. There are still mornings where I wake up and I'm like, oh, I really don't feel like doing it, but I know it's going to be better in the end. I never regret a workout, but it takes a lot for me to get out of bed sometimes and be able to want to do that. It takes the discipline. But is when I always say, we feel our most confident, we feel our best in our bodies, in our mind, just in life when we are disciplined, because we know that it's translating to all these other areas. So it's not just being disciplined in the gym. It's what does that bleed into? And that when I'm working out and I'm taking care of my body physically, well, I want to eat healthy too. And then when I'm eating healthy, I want to, it just translates, oh, I want to be more active. And then I'm all of a sudden paying attention to the products I'm putting on my body, because I'm like, well, why would I wear perfume or light these candles if I'm not buying the non-organic grapes? Like, what? It feels like counterintuitive. I'm like, it doesn't make sense to do this. So I feel like we just start in one area, and then because it impacts everything, like then it impacts our faith and going on a prayer walk every day. There's a lot of times when I don't feel like praying, when I put my head on the pillow at night and I'm like, oh, I didn't like have my long in-depth prayer. And I'm like, discipline needs to kick in right now. Even if it's a 5-minute prayer, you won't regret praying to God. You won't regret this conversation with him. So just do it. And you know, I even hate saying that sometimes I don't want to do it, but it does happen. I'm only human. I'm tired. I want to go to bed, but it takes 5 minutes. It could take 1 minute. And I just feel like you need to get in the habit of making the hard decision to make your life easier.
Yeah. And one thing I would really add to that is I think it's really important to have a strong why behind why you're being disciplined. Like if you want to start being disciplined with the gym and you want to go, but your why is I want to look good in a bikini this summer. I don't know about you. That's not strong enough for me. That's not a reason that's going to get me out of the door in the morning. When I hinge my why on God and I say, you know, God gave me this temple of a body. He didn't give it to me to sit still all day. He gave it to me to go move, to fuel properly, to take care of. That's a really strong why for me because I don't want to let God down. So, you know, I'm getting my butt out of the door that morning and I'm going to the gym and I'm going on that walk. So I just feel like establishing a true, real why. Maybe your why is you do want to lose a few pounds. I'm not judging you for that, of course, but you just need to make sure your why is true and accurate and you're being honest with yourself about it, and you remind yourself of that on the mornings that you don't want to be disciplined, in any moment that you don't want to be disciplined. I always like to say the devil hates discipline. Like he hates discipline because it's you pushing yourself past this instantly gratifying option and choosing the hard road, and the hard road always pays off. Hard now, easy later. And I just remind myself of that in every single difficult moment because it's what gets me through the door, and it's ultimately so rewarding. Like it feels so good when you do something that you didn't want to do. It feels so good when you do
something. That's how you build confidence.
Yeah, it's so hard, but it's like there's so much beauty in how hard it is. And then achieving it, it's you feel on top of the world. You feel amazing. You're like, thank you, God, for giving me the ability and the discipline and the perseverance to do this. So it's something you actually, it may be really hard in the beginning to start practicing discipline. Like I don't think it's going to be easy. I think people are just like, I want to be disciplined. And they expect it to come naturally. It's going to be really hard in the beginning. It's going to stink. But eventually, after repetition and repetition, you're going to look forward to being disciplined because you're going to associate it with feeling your best and showing up when you don't want to show up. And that's a really good feeling. And it's what I remind myself of.
Yeah, that's so good. I love that you were saying, like, choose a hard thing now because it makes your life easier or it makes your life better. And I think that is the key to discipline. Like, choosing discipline in the moment feels sucky. But what feels more sucky is not choosing it. Like when you give in to that like sloth, or when you give in to the like, I just don't feel like it, or it's just like too hard. You don't walk away feeling proud of yourself for not choosing it.
You like beat yourself up all day. It's that feeling. I dread that more than getting up out of bed in the morning to my alarm. Like, I have to put myself sometimes in those shoes of what is my future self? And by future, sometimes it's just myself an hour from now going to be saying to this girl that's still in bed, that's snoozing her alarm. Like I keep using that example because that's when it is the hardest. It's definitely for me, like
me too.
Yeah. And it's like the classic, like snooze, I'll do it later. I'll just skip today, whatever it is, that whatever that voice is telling you. It's like, I really have to ask myself, what did I tell myself last night before going to bed? And what is my future self going to say to this version of me? Mm-hmm. And I want to make that future version of myself proud. I want to start showing up as her more. You're not going to achieve all these different goals and these, you know, you're not going to live in accordance with God's plan for you if you're staying that person that denies discipline, that denies yourself the confidence and all of that. And I feel like it's hard. It's about having these hard conversations with yourself. And it's okay if you're not like mean to yourself, but in a way of like, no, I need to give myself a little tough conversation, tough love right now to get my butt out of bed. And that's okay. I feel like people, when we're too soft with ourselves, we tend to really fall back. And it's like, you're allowed to give yourself tough love because the love will grow so much when you do give yourself that tough love. So I feel like just taking that approach, and it's never easy. It's always hard, but think about your future self. Think about who God is calling you to be. And it's hard to deny yourself that when you put that into perspective.
Beautifully said. And on that note, I hope everybody has a fire lit in their butt right now and has that encouragement to get after their goals, whether that be health or food or spiritual, whatever it is that you feel like is on your heart that you're like, gosh, like the Lord's calling me to grow in this area, but it's just hard for me to choose it. I hope this conversation was just that extra nudge that you needed to get after it. So thank you so much for coming on, you guys. Where can we find more of you guys and your content?
So you can follow us at Everything Krause on Instagram. That is, I would say, our primary, like primary, what is it? What's the word?
Source? I don't
know. Primary source, where you can find most of our page. We also have a podcast called the No Sugar Podcast, which, no, it is not about not eating sugar. It is about no sugarcoating and really having real, raw conversations and sharing these hard truths that you may need to to hear in order to grow. That's what the main purpose of the podcast is. And then Kateri's fitness page is at Sculpted with Kateri, and that is where she posts all of our, mainly our fitness content. So I would say those are our three big platforms. And then at Kateri Krause and at Isabel Krause are our personal handles, which we're growing, like little personal brands, trying to live out this mission and also our daily lives and kind of showcasing that to the world as well.
One thing about us is we have a lot of Instagram pages.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure to link them all in the show notes so y'all don't have to memorize all of that. You can just go and see it and get more of these girls because they were so amazing. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you so much, Mari, for having us. Seriously, this was so fun and it's been a pleasure to chat with you. I feel like I could talk to you for hours. Literally. So this has been literally the best day ever.
That is amazing. Where do you guys live?
We live like 45 minutes outside of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not over there very much, but next time I am, we definitely got to set up a coffee date.
Yes, for definitely. Sure.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and on social media and give me a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. That helps me and the show out so much. Also, make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at EverBePodcast. And if you want more content like this and you don't already follow me, you can also follow me on Instagram at mari.c.wagner. And may his praise ever be on our lips. God bless.